This is Allie Marshall talking to Parker Gisbert of The Wigs from Athens, Georgia. The Wigs will play Belshare on Friday at 8 p.m. on the Cox Avenue stage.
Freeze me with your smile and say my name, and I'm already gone. If you're on the 118, I'll find you on the 118. And if you want, I'll talk.
How do you go from touring with Kings of Leon to playing Belshare in Asheville?
Well, we've played Asheville through the years a few times. Mm-hmm. We've played the Grey Eagle maybe two or three times, and played the Orange Peel a couple times. And we love coming there, and, you know, it's great that we get to open for bands that are really popular, but, you know, we don't have any delusions of, you know, thinking that just because they're playing stadiums or something that we are. You know, we're not headlining those shows. We're still a smaller band. So, you know, a show like the festival in Asheville this weekend is a big show for us. And, you know, I just like coming there in general and hanging out. So we're really excited about it.
As far as Athens music and it having such a cachet, do you feel like you incorporate, like, an Athens sound into your sound? And I know that you've mentioned, like, being influenced kind of by the Glands and that, like, real jangly southern sound in your music, but...
Totally. You know, Athens music changes so quickly. There's such a quick turnover with the college and people coming and going that... you know, I feel like those bands always influence us, but that can change from the Drive-By Truckers for a couple years being an Athens influence to there's a new band called Reptar or the Future Birds. There's always different sounding stuff coming out of Athens that can influence our sound. So I think it's exciting in that sense. But there isn't really, other than the things that you just mentioned, there isn't really a consistent aesthetic that, I guess, comes into our music from Athens.
I care to wear all your thoughts thrown up and down your sleeves, and I need to see a written invitation.
So, you were saying when we first started talking that you all don't have any delusions of grandeur as far as headlining those stadium shows, but, I mean, it seems like that's the direction that you're going, and you are headlining shows of your own now. I mean, do you feel like there's one particular thing that will happen when you'll be like, yeah, now we've made it, or you will have reached some measure of success that you're aiming for?
And I should say, you know, when I was talking in the beginning, I guess I meant more that it's not that we wouldn't want to be doing those things ourselves, you know, as much as I was just saying that I don't have any delusions that, you know, we are headlining stadiums, and now, I don't know, we don't have any delusions. We understand that we're the opener on those shows. But yes, it would be killer to be headlining those shows. As far as a tangible success point, I don't know. I always feel like just being able to be personally happy and be, you know, have a job that you enjoy doing. I don't know, I just, the fact that music is what I do for a living, that is kind of, that's a big part of it for me personally. I mean, you know, I just grew up playing music, and it's something that I just naturally did. And, you know, when I see a lot of my friends, you know, just having to do other things besides, you know, what they love as their job, I know that I can kind of be a bummer. So I just get stoked that I'm able to kind of continue doing something that I've always done and, you know, just continually have more and more time to devote to it as opposed to something that, you know, might be kind of a drag.
As far as your next album, where are you in the process of the fourth album?
We're getting in there pretty good. We've been writing a lot, and we tend to like to write a lot of songs to get a smaller number. You know, like if an album's going to have 11 songs on it, I'd always like to write 25.
Yeah, so you have something to choose from.
Yeah, and just like as you start writing, you know, for a band like us who tour so much, you get home and you start writing and you haven't done it in a little while, so, you know, I always find that the songs that you're writing after you've been writing for a few months, you know, just get stronger, so I'd say we're about halfway there. We're planning on recording it this December and January, and it's going to be just real straight-ahead rock album. And, you know, real bare and pure and just straight. So, pretty excited about it.
So do you think that we'll hear any new material at Belshare, or are you going to play stuff from In the Dark?
Yeah, we'll definitely be playing new stuff, and then probably a healthy mix of the first three albums. So I'd say probably be divided equally amongst new stuff and then previous three.